You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast presents the Old School Show with Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman,
and the star Roddy Rod, where we talk anything old school.
True.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of RPG. And the Premier Boy Pocket. Welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Like That Pocket Presents, the Old School Show. Hope all is well. And first thing first, I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody out there, you know. And as you already know, the Old School Show with myself and DJ Retro, we are talk about our Christmas memories. So we're gonna talk about anything and play anything Christmas. So y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, enjoy the first song.
This is DJ Retro, and you are now listening to Mr. Gentleman's Lifestyles Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, and tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
My name is Imani, and you're now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, you already know it's the Old School Show. And this is a special Christmas episode. And you already know we got my co-host. We got DJ Retro in the building, DJ Retro. What's up, man?
What's up? Happy holidays to all the listeners. You know, whatever you celebrate, whether it be Christmas, Kwanzaa. This is the Old School Show. And you already know we talk nothing but old school.
Yes. So you already know. This episode, we're going to talk about our Christmas memories, you know. And we're going to talk about everything Christmas, you know.
Yes.
And I'm going to start off with, what was your childhood Christmas tradition? Like, you can name as many ones as you want.
Well, on Christmas Day, we used to eat pepper pot and bread for breakfast. And then we used to go sit by the Christmas tree, The Yule Log will be on, playing the music on Channel 11. And we'll open the gifts and have family time. That's basically my Christmas tradition every year, even up to now.
Okay, nice. I know for me, I know when my house had like my aunts and stuff living there, I know always to be sleeping in the house. Next thing you know, my aunt would ring, you would have this bell, where she'd ring the bell. Yeah, she'd ring the bell and wake up the whole house while the Jackson 5 Christmas album is playing. That was always the Christmas album that would always be playing, you know. So first, of course, we open our gift from our house home, as it's come, me, my sisters, my father, my mother, we open our gifts. Then we go to each floor, then my aunt's floor, then my aunt, my cousin's floor, then my grandfather's floor when he was alive. Mm. And yeah. And of course, later that day, we probably would have some dinner, you know. But of course, you know, things changed over the years, you know, when my grandfather passed away and my aunts move out, and we all have different floors now. We pretty much go to our parents' floor, and then we do our stuff there. And usually for Christmas, we go to our aunt house to celebrate for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You know, something small, nothing big, you know, something big. That's like our little Christmas tradition. And of course, Jackson 5 Christmas song we'll be playing. I'll be playing that. That was always with our go-to Christmas album.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So as a kid, do you believe in Santa?
Nah. Not really.
I believe him a little bit. When I realized that he wasn't real. I believe when I was like younger, I believed that. I thought it was Santa. I believed that. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not afraid to say it. But of course, I probably changed that by probably about it when I was probably 7.
Oh wow. Changed. Okay.
Yeah. But I guess
my brain works differently from most people. So like I would see Santa here, there, and everywhere, and it'll be different colored Santa. So you know, I was up on game from young.
Yeah. I mean, I realized later that, you know, my parents were really Santa, but hey. But yeah. So Roddy, I got a question to ask you, and I'm gonna ask myself this question as well. What are your top 5 favorite movies? Top 5 Christmas movies. If you don't have 5, you just name something.
I mean, I don't know many off the top of my head. I know the Friday After Next, that could be considered a Christmas movie, right?
Yeah, it is.
Home Alone. Home Alone could be considered a Christmas movie?
Yeah, that's a Christmas movie. Yeah, that's definitely a Christmas movie.
And what's another movie that could be considered a Christmas movie that I know? Grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
Classic. Yeah, I remember that. That is a classic. I know for me, of course, Home Alone, like, that's like one of my favorites. Of course, you know, the Santa Claus, you know, Tim Allen, when he turns, that was always one of my favorites as well. This one is up and down, The Christmas Story, A Christmas Story.
I know about that.
Yeah, it's a classic, but I mean, I added my list because it's a classic. And I caught This Christmas, you know, Chris Brown in the movie. And I got my all-time favorite cartoon Christmas, I guess you could say this a Christmas movie, Mickey Mouse Christmas Carols.
Oh, okay.
As a kid, yeah, I always like, me and my sister always used to watch that all the time during the Christmas holiday. I might watch that today. I might watch that today on Christmas Day, you know? So what about your top 5 favorite songs / albums? You could mix the answers on this one.
Let It Snow be one.
Of course.
Doesn't It Feel Like Christmas by Destiny's Child is another. All I Want from Christmas Is You is good. Let me see. I'm not big on the Christmas movies, music like that. I know. I know that whatchamacallit had an album. Let's see. I know that B2K had a Christmas album too.
Yeah, they did actually. They really did have a Christmas album.
And I think NSYNC.
I think they did have an album. I know they had a song. NSYNC.
Right. So that's all I know off the top of my head for Christmas albums.
I know for Christmas albums / songs, called the Jackson 5 Christmas album. Of course, I grew up on that album, so I definitely had to. I had to add them on it. You know, it wouldn't feel right if I don't add them on it. Stevie Wonder Christmas album. He had a lot of classic Christmas songs, and you know, Run DMC Christmas in Hollands. That Christmas song. Yeah. You know, of course, Boy to Men, Let Us Know. Wow. And I'm gonna take a really old school, a Beatles old school song, or McCarthy, Wonderful Christmas Time. You know.
Oh.
I had to take it way back. You know, Paul McCarthy. You know.
I'm not even familiar with none of these.
I sent you that Christmas playlist. You're gonna listen to all those songs on there.
All right, cool. I'll probably check it out on Friday.
All right, so, you know, Mariah Carey, you know, she like the Queen of Christmas. You know, she like the Queen of Christmas, I have to say. But do you think a song, All I Want for Christmas, is the greatest Christmas song of all time, or nah?
I'm pretty sure there's better out there. I don't think it's the greatest of all time. It's just the most well-known and most popular.
I agree. I mean, I don't know. That song, people gonna hate me, but I don't know. I would never a fan of that song. I mean, I love Mariah Carey, but I just never a fan of her Christmas songs. No, at least not all of them, especially not that one. And then when she did it with Justin Bieber, it's made it even worse. So like, come on, like.
I didn't hear that version.
Yeah. I mean, I heard a lot of these Christmas songs because you know when I used to work at New York Cold. And that's all I heard. And a lot of them were like a lot of the pop Christmas songs. And Mariah Carey would play it a lot. And they'd play the version with Justin Bieber as well. So I was just like, oh. But yeah, but I agree with you. I feel like it is something better than that at the greatest Christmas song. That's definitely not it. So what tradition would you want to start as an adult when you have like, your wife and kids?
Tradition. I guess similar to what I have in my house, where we would eat breakfast together and talk and open the gifts around the tree and probably go drive around and see the lights or something similar to that, and play some good music.
Of course, nice. Yeah, I mean, saying the same thing, you know, my wife and kids, we sit around the house, open gifts. They do a lot of Christmas stuff, you know, play music, watch TV, play games, maybe have some family over, and hopefully my friends too when they have kids as well. And yeah, I mean, that's something that I would start. And of course, probably nighttime, the adults have their own party, you know, stuff like that. That's something I probably would start when I have my, you know, my own family and wife and stuff like that. So you ain't know, retro. Before you go, on the old school show, I always do my retro, my segment games.
Right.
So this one is called Christmas Get Together, where I name a song, a movie, or TV episode, and I ask you, will you play it? Will you say nah? Would you have you ever heard of it or have you ever seen it? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so Home Alone.
Seen it.
All right, yeah, me too. You know, of course, seen it, and I would definitely play it if I get together. All right, the Jackson 5 Christmas album.
No, I haven't heard it, but now I'm going to catch up on it since you said you sent me the playlist.
you definitely got to, bro, you definitely got to play it. It's a classic, yo. You definitely got to play it. All right, A Christmas Story.
Seen it. I'll play it.
I mean, I of course I've seen it. I mean, I don't know if I would play it. I'll probably play it. All right, Friday After Next.
Seen it and play it.
Seen it, but I probably would not play it though. Probably wouldn't play it. All right, Temptation, Silent Night.
Haven't seen it.
Yeah, I definitely would play it. All right, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
I'll play it.
I wouldn't. You ain't sure you know that already.
Yeah, you're ready.
All right, what about Santa Claus? You know, Tim Allen, the movie I said about Tim Allen.
I'll play it. Tim Allen's cool.
Yeah, I'll definitely play it. I'll play it as well. All right, Paul McCartney on Wonderful Christmas Time.
I haven't heard it, so I gotta see.
I even know that I spoke about it because I play it. Oh, now this is a classic. Marching on the Winter Soldier. You remember that movie?
Yeah, it plays all the time.
Will you play it at your get together?
Nah, not really. Not me.
I mean, as a kid, I used to love that movie, but I probably would not play it now. All right, did you know that Drew Hill had a Christmas album?
I definitely did not.
Yeah, they definitely do. But clearly, that's really your answer. But I would not play it, though. I would not play it, though.
Now you got me to check that out.
Yeah, I got you on that Christmas playlist. I got you on that Christmas playlist. All right, you know, Boy to Man, Let Us Know.
Play.
Definitely play it. All right, the movie Elf, you know, with Will Ferrell.
Nah.
I would, because that's definitely funny. All right, Ramp, Last Christmas, that's on George Michael crew.
George Michael?
Yeah. Yeah, he had a crew back in the day. He had a song. They made a Christmas song called Last Christmas.
I don't know.
I mean, I heard a lot of my job. I'll play it. DMX, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No.
I gotta agree with you on that one. I'm definitely gonna play it. I agree with you on that one. I'm gonna pull out a new Christmas movie. Have you saw Netflix Jingle Jangle?
No, I haven't.
I've seen it. It's a cute Christmas movie. A lot more for the kids, but I don't know. I probably leave that in as a maybe. Kanye West, Christmas in Harlem.
I don't know it.
Oh wow, it's a Christmas song with Kanye. Dipset, Tiana Taylor, Big Sean.
That was off his Good Music stuff?
Yeah, that was off the Good News Friday, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I definitely would play it. All right, Run DMC, Christmas in Harlem, Queens.
I'll play it.
I'll play it as well. All right, This Christmas.
I'll play it.
I'll play it as well. All right, this classic movie called It's a Wonderful Life.
I don't know it.
Yeah, check that out. At first, I always watched this movie. It's too long though, but I probably would play it. And last one, Miracle on 34th Street.
I'll play it.
Yeah, I mean, which one? Which one? The original or the remake? Because they had two.
Out of all.
Yeah, I'll probably play both. All right, well, Retro, thank you for, you know, doing this like, with me, you know, the old school show. And Retro got an announcement. Let's see.
I'm basically trying to start, you know, self-improvement. I was going through a lot, you know, for this 2020 year. So I decided that, you know, I had to be honest with myself and realize that it's basically time for me to make big moves, and it starts with yourself. So I know I decided to start getting serious and seeing if I could, you know, level up by taking classes, you know, and see if by at least this time next year I could definitely get on my own. You know, spend time, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. And you already know, bro, you know, I'm proud of you of making big moves. And like I said, it do start with yourself. And in order to do better, yeah, you got to start with yourself. And that's in order to go up. So, you know, bro, I'm proud of you. You do what you got to do. And, you know, drop your social media where people could reach you.
Well, you could reach me on my IG, RODDYFE on IG. Roddy Effie.
All right, nice. And thank y'all. Merry Christmas to y'all, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gemini, with the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four Brooklyn dudes, where we talk about anything about the culture, you know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the Star Riding Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and Long Live the Chief Mally Bell. And we talk many topics, from politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now, many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody, because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned, because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked they had not got canceled yet. So if y'all looking forward to listening to the Premier Boy Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mel. This is your boy Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Jimin. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. Just want to take the time and thank everybody for tuning in to the Christmas episode of the Old School Show. You know, thank you to the bro, DJ Retro, you know, my co-host of the Old School Show, you know, shout out to him. And if you're happy yet, check out the season finale of the Premier Boy Podcast out now. And DJ Retro had a big announcement on that show. Check it out. It's a cliffhanger announcement. So check out the season finale of the Premier Boy Podcast out now. And season 2 will be released in February. We'll give you the release date coming soon. Also, the season 3 finale of Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast is out now as well. And you know, the season 4 will be dropping on January 17th and January 18th. You know, for the January 17th episode, we got our collaboration station podcast host, Cynthia. And she will be on the show. And for January 18th episode, we have Naya returning to the show. And she will be interviewing me for the Date Night Talk special, where I will also announce when Date Night, the podcast, will be released. And also that same week, we got January 20th, we have Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast 2-year anniversary episode, y'all. So that is a stack Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast week. Mr. J like the premiere week, so you know, stay tuned for that. And y'all already know, y'all can check out
each and every fourth or fifth Sunday for the old school show with myself and DJ Retro. And I thank y'all for enjoying. Y'all enjoy this new show. And Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy New Year. And see y'all in 2021. Be safe. Enjoy life. Love your family. And be with the ones you care about. Happy holidays, y'all.
Hey, this is Beauty Bella, and I'm listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.